Welcome to Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescott. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Tonight's going to be a really short show as I'm heading off to the States very, very shortly after this. So we're going to put on a good show for you, and hopefully you enjoy listening to the show for the next hour and so while we kick it off. I was supposed to have a guest on tonight, but unfortunately couldn't make it. I know he's listening, so hopefully you get him in next week or sometime in the near future. We're going to talk about Rebecca Black, and there's this video on YouTube that she put out that it's an interview done by her. Or done by somebody for her about pretty much, you know, what she's been doing and how she thinks about the song Black Friday, or Friday, excuse me. And I was actually going to put that up and play it for you, but it's not on YouTube anymore. But it was just an interesting video, and it was an interesting perspective of her, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. So we're going to move on to what's going on currently in the world of sports. But before we do that, I'd like to mention that it is the 99th anniversary of the Titanic setting sail this week. So today it set sail, so it's the 99th anniversary. And on April 15th, so on Friday, it sank on April 15th. So on Friday will be the 99th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic. So next year will be a big year for that, and it'll be interesting to see what they do, if they put on a ceremony or what happens, and it'll be really interesting. Tonight's featured guest is Alex Musat, a drummer and musician. We're going to play his song Wonderful Day. We didn't get an interview with him, but that's okay. We're going to play his music. It's a nice song, so we're going to play that. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about the Leafs, what they're going to be doing in the offseason. We're going to talk a little bit about Titanic, as we brought it up earlier. And then I'm going to read out some weird news for you, and we're going to finish off the show with... can Canada support 12 or more NHL teams? The U of T thinks so, but I don't. And home phones versus cell phones, and why I find it's weird for me to get a phone call at home. And then at the end of the show, we have some big news coming up, and regarding a guest that we're hoping to get on. So that'll be huge news. So if you're listening, you definitely want to spread that around. So we're gonna kick off the show with some music by our artist. So the first song we're gonna play is by Tallulah Darling. It's called Can't Stop. The next song is by Melanie Male. It's called In Love. And the final song that we're going to be playing in the set of three songs by Solstice called Dance of the Devil. So kicking it off is Tallulah Darling's Can't Stop. You're listening to Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescott.
Yeah. my life. It's like a game of chess. I wanna be the best, I won't settle for less. It's like a straight up honey in a summer dress that really turns me on. Yes, I must confess, I know that she knows I wanna give it to you. And I know that she wants to do me too, cause I feel the vibe when the look in her eyes and her blushing cheeks just tell me she's shy. So I start to mack and say that she's dope, and I was wondering if there was any hope for us to fantasize in the old wonderland. She could be my girl and I'll be a good man. I don't usually come across like that, but yo, you must know that it's a well-known fact that I'm just funny, I'll make you smile. Don't be scared, girl, it's just my style.
You were lifting me up. We sitting tight while relaxing the back of the truck. What? You got money, but there ain't no love. It's kinda funny now she's hating a thug. Why? I'm in it, it's like do or die. You can be my Bonnie, I can glide. If you're down to ride, door suicide. To the beach, sunset, watching out the tide. Baby girl, yeah, you're watching me drift. I bought a fake rose and riff. I could love you till the day that it would die. Yeah, or better yet, yeah, the rest of my life. Yeah, she's so sweet with it. It's like Candyland, I'm just needing it. Call me Candyman. She got me going up, straight to the top. Yeah, I said it before, she just lifts me up.
Chance, party with the devil when we get one dance. It's hard to find your way in the wasteland's trance. In the end you wish to start over, but no, you can't. In the game of life you get one chance. Party with the devil when we get one dance. It's hard to find your way in the wasteland's trance. In the end you wish to start over, but no, you can't. It's crazy what people do in times of stress. Keep bottled up feelings in a cage in their chest. Pool emotions so deep that they wear life vests. They just sport bright smiles to hide being depressed. Put foot in front of foot, try getting ahead. Tripped up, slipped up till her ankles are red. Another day in the life, try rolling the dice. Take a sinner's advice and be a demon's device. Blinded by all light and only active at night. Success was just too bright, no respite in sight. Imagine if the world stopped for you. Putting the game on pause is impossible. Imagine if the world stopped for you. Putting the game on pause is impossible. In the game of life you get one chance. Party with the devil when we get one dance. Hard to find your way in the wasteland's trance. In the end you wish to start over, but no, you can't. In the game of life one chance. Party with the devil when we get one dance. Hard to find your way in the wasteland's trance. In the end you wish to start over, but no, you can't. No choice but to play the hand dealt. The game's blue flame, all chance just melts. Car accident with no emotional wreck. Face can't be felt before it all falls down, down deep in the ground. Fight another round, take a stand for your town. Buy real estate properties, conjure up monopolies. When you can't afford the fees, contemplate robberies. Till the cops yell freeze, get down on your knees. Get another life, even if you ask please. Imagine if the world stopped for you. Putting the game on pause is impossible. Imagine if the world stopped for you. Putting the game on pause is impossible.
Welcome back to Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescod, on this beautiful Tuesday evening here in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I'm proud to be broadcasting live from Centennial College Internet Radio Studio. So I was going to talk a little bit about Rebecca Black, but I've already done enough of that, and she just makes me sick. And I kind of feel bad for her, but at the same time, it's not to say that it isn't her fault, but it's just kind of, it is a little... It's just frustrating. I mean, I hope it just goes away. You can get this app on iTunes at the iStore and on BlackBerry or iPod App World, whatever it's called, the App Store, Apple Store. It's a Rebecca Black app, and it's like you download it and you just click. There's just random lyrics from her song, and you just click it and you just hear her voice, her auto-tuned to death voice, and it's quite disappointing, to be honest with you. All right, so I'm going to kind of switch up the order a little bit here, but I know for me personally, when I get a phone call at home, it freaks me out. And I don't know about anybody else, but it freaks me out entirely because I know that like when I get a phone call at home, it's usually probably not for something good. It used to be when I got a phone call at home, it was like I have friends that are calling and hanging out, but then I got a phone, you know, like when I was in grade 9, a cell phone. And ever since then, really, like I've never gotten phone calls. So when I get a phone call at home, it's usually from the doctor's office, and if it's from the doctor's office, it's generally not a good thing, or if it's from the bank, and or just the random solicitation, and I don't know if that's just me, I don't know if it's just me, or if there's anybody else who has the same issue, but I just find it so, like I got a phone call the other day, and I was just thinking, you know, what the hell? Like, what is this? Why, who's calling me? Like, why would you call? Like, you know, I have a cell phone, so call my cell phone because it's a lot easier to get a hold of me. And it was just weird. It was just weird that that happened. And I mean, I was thinking about it and I thought, you know, I wonder if anybody else goes through that. So, I mean, please somebody tell me if they get the same feelings as I do, because it's just very, very strange. Last week on the show, we had a really good show with Bianca Nagy. She was in here, and I'm proud to say that I had her on the show, and it was a lot of fun, and it was a fantastic interview, so you can definitely check it out. That posting is up on my Facebook page. You can check that out. Also, to talk about NHL playoffs begin tomorrow. There's 4 or 5 games going on tomorrow. Tampa, number 5 seed Tampa in the East will play Pittsburgh. Phoenix is in Detroit. New York's in Washington. Chicago's in Vancouver. Is at Anaheim, and those are all going tomorrow at night. And then on Thursday, Montreal travels up to Boston to play their series in Buffalo. Los Angeles is in San Jose. And, of course, on Friday, we have Tampa Bay going back again at Pittsburgh. So, interesting playoffs. I think the Boston Bruins will be in the finals. It's just my prediction. Switching gears from sports from that now, we're going to talk a little bit about the Blue Jays and their awful loss. And that was just kind of embarrassing. I was pretty sad. Pretty sad is an understatement. When I heard the score, I heard they were up 7-0. They lost 8-7 to Seattle. I mean, really? Really? Come on, guys. You got to close that out, man. That's a game that we're going to look back and say we should have had. And it's frustrating as a Blue Jay fan. And hopefully, you know, they turn it around really quickly, because that's just embarrassing. Embarrassing on all levels. As I mentioned earlier, we were supposed to have a guest lined up for this show. And that didn't happen. And that's okay, because it's a short show anyway, so it's nothing wrong with that. So I'm actually, on the weekend, I attended this Poor Boy Clothing Entertainment event, and it was Rodrigo Wild was there, and a couple other bands were there, and it's a charity event put on by Poor Boy Clothing and one of the singers from, one of the members from Rodrigo Wild, Ferrum D. And Ferrum's a wonderful guy, a lovely person to talk to, he's the nicest guy in the world, and he's doing a lot of charity work down in Haiti, and he's going in the end of May, And he's been going for a couple of years now, or at least a year now. And he's been going, and he helps out with the orphanage there. And there's a charity for to raise money for Haiti, and it's a great cause. And I encourage anybody to, you know, if they want to support his cause, he's trying to get about $8,500 to help build this orphanage, rebuild it, get some water supplies, get the things that they need down there. And we're starting to try to do some charity stuff here for Radio Nation because we'd like to, you know, help out. And it's a great cause. So I actually did a little bit of an interview with him, and I'm going to play that part of that interview for you. So you're going to hear the first part of this interview that I did with him, and you're going to hear him talking about what it's all about. So tell me a little bit about this event and what it's for.
Well, this event, I've joined together with Poor Boy Clothing and a couple other great bands, Dino Dino, The Effins, Jaffa, and Tyson Frost. And it's we've all come together to raise money for an orphanage that I work with in Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
And, you know, how important is this event for that orphanage?
Well, it's crucial at this point. You know, I just got back from Haiti at the end of January, and you know, like the orphanage, it's still in rubble. And fortunately, we had a building that we raised money over the last year, and we had a housing building put in for them. So we were able to see that built, and that's basically all they have right now is that housing building, right? And it's 5 bunks per room. You know, it houses all the 44 kids, age categories, the 2 teachers, and the pastor that works there on a daily basis. So it's sort of like, you know, right now there's nothing. You know, they don't have power, they don't have clean source of water, they don't have, you know, anything, and there's 3 people taking care of 44 kids, feeding them 3 times a day.
And how long have you been involved with orphanages in Haiti?
I've personally been involved with orphanages specifically in Haiti for the last about 2 years now, year and a half, 2 years. Biggest influence is my mom. She's been going to Haiti for the last 5 years and doing the same sort of stuff I do. She's also introduced me to the orphanage and introduced me to, you know, Haiti.
Right, so that kind of just touched on my next question, which is how...
And there you have it, and that's part of my interview with FairMD from Rodrigo Wild, and I had a chance to talk to some of the other members of the band, and they're a lovely group of guys. And what FairMD's doing is absolutely amazing in my heart, and I totally support it in every way, shape, and form, and I'd love to get a chance to go down there at some point in my lifetime. And that's just remarkable what he's doing, and I'm so proud of him for doing that, and I hope he raises the money, and I hope everybody, you know, if they want to contribute, just talk to me about it. You can give me the money, and I will make sure that... it'll be given to Ferrum, and I can give you a receipt for that, and we can work something out, because I'd like to do that, and it's a great cause. So please, everybody, you know, if you're listening, try to, you know, help out if you can. If you can't, obviously times are tight right now, everybody's tough with money, but a little, even a dollar goes a long way. And I know that sounds so cliche, but it is true. I mean, a dollar does go a long way down there. So please, if you have anything willing, even if it's just extra toys or something to get rid of, I mean, they'll be willing to take it down there. So please talk to me if you want to find out more information about this, or if you want to find out how to donate. All right, so we're going to take a little break here, and the next set of songs that are coming up are More of That by Elise Saunders, another great artist to be featured on here, a song from Eiffel 65 and a song from Blink-182, and then we're going to kick off the rest of the show with some news, and that'll be about it for the show. I know it's really short, guys, and all the big announcements going to come. And yeah, we're going to touch on one other article, and that'll be it for the show, unfortunately. We'll have to touch on our featured artist, Alex Muist. But you're listening to Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescott. It's 7:51 here in the studio in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. For anybody listening outside of the Eastern time zone, you have to do that conversion yourself. And I thank anybody who's listening from wherever you're listening to. I know there's people that listen out in the United States, so I'd like to thank all those people who are listening as well. So... the next song you're going to hear is one of our featured artists. She was from Peterborough, Ontario. She's a lovely young singer, country singer, beautiful young talented woman who you'll definitely be hearing this name a lot in the future. So here it is, Elise Saunders, More of That. Danced in the sand as the moonlight fell down on the beach.
Here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world, and all day and all night, and everything he sees is just like him inside and out. Blew his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette, and everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, cause he ain't got nobody to listen to. I'm blue,
what's my age again?
Welcome back to Radio Nation. That last song was by Jesse Cook, and it was called Down Like Rain. And again, if you have listened to the show before, you know that I am a huge Jesse Cook fan, and I love his music to death. And I find that his music is so peaceful and so soothing and so relaxing and so wonderful. And I encourage everybody who liked that last song to Google him and go YouTube him and listen to the rest of his stuff, because it's wonderful and it's amazing and I love it. And I've never met anybody who has not liked it yet, so definitely check out Jesse Cook. All right, so getting on to our last topic, and there's an article in the Toronto Star that says that a University of Toronto did a study and they said that there are 12 cities in Canada that deserve hockey teams. And I'm not going to name all of them because some of it's dumb, but... Toronto should get a second team.
Montreal should have a second team. Quebec should get a team again. Winnipeg should get a team again. Saskatoon, Halifax, Kitchener, Waterloo, London, Hamilton. You know, Vancouver, a second team. I mean, really, Vancouver? Like, I don't understand. You can look at the study. Go in Toronto, start it, and you can find it. I had the paper in front of me, but I don't really have anymore. But it's so... Okay, first off, there is only three places on this list that make it, and Winnipeg is one of is another one on the list. And I don't even agree with Winnipeg. I don't think Winnipeg should get another team again because they didn't do anything the first time around. Why? What makes me think that? What? There's not a lot of money in Winnipeg. You ever been to Winnipeg? There's not a lot of money in Winnipeg. Toronto could support a second team easily, especially the GTA. I mean, there's like 8 million people within like an hour's drive of the city. And you have that many people, you could definitely put a second team here. You could probably put a third team here and get away with it. Not in Toronto, but like you could have a second team in Toronto and maybe get a third one out in Kitchener-Waterloo, and you could probably get away with it. Now, that being said, in terms of TV revenue, that's, you know, it's a good thing for Canada, but, you know, on the whole league schedule scale, it doesn't look good. Vancouver definitely does not need a second franchise. They have one, and if you people remember, there was a period of time where Vancouver was not selling out at all. So, I say, if you're going to put a team, if you want to put a second team in Vancouver, put it in Seattle, because I think Seattle, over time, will be, and it is one of historically the worst sports markets ever. A beautiful place to live, but one of the worst sports markets. I mean, ask the Supersonics, who don't exist anymore, how they feel about it, but... That being said, I really think a hockey team could work in Seattle. I've believed this for a long time, and I really think that could work. Another city that I think may get a chance is, we'll definitely see one in the Hamilton-Toronto area in the next 20 years. And Quebec City. Quebec City was on the list, and Quebec City could get one. So there's maybe two teams, possibly three in Canada. Winnipeg, Quebec, and a Toronto, and a second GTA team. And that's it. That's it. The rest of the list. Why would you put a team in Halifax? I mean, I'm sorry, but yes, it's a dense but there's no money in Halifax. I don't think the price of hockey tickets, people could definitely not afford to go on a year-in, year-out basis, you know, to that. And then plus, you got to find an owner and corporate sponsorship. And is there really that much corporate sponsorship out in Halifax? No, there really isn't. So, like, what, you got the Bank of Nova Scotia, and that's it. And there are houses in Toronto, too. So it just doesn't make any sense why they do that. Why they put Saskatoon on the list is still going to, like, it still bothers me because there's a million people who live in Saskatchewan. A million people. Like, you're telling me that this is all they would have to do is see hockey? I don't think they could support it. I really don't. Anyway, so I don't know why they commissioned this list, but it was horribly done, in my opinion. I think if you're going to put city hockey teams into cities, put a team in Wisconsin because Wisconsin's a hockey market. Put a team in, you know... I say Seattle. A lot of people will argue with me, and that's fine, but I say Seattle for sure should get a hockey team in the next 20 years. I can't think of, you know, a couple of the markets. Like, Wisconsin's a pretty obvious place. I think it's interesting that if you look at the state of Ohio, all their professional sports teams with the exception of two. So the Cleveland has the Indians, the Cavaliers, and the Browns. Cincinnati has their own baseball team with the Cincinnati Reds, and then Columbus has the hockey team. And I never understood why Columbus got the team in the first place. I always thought it should have either been in Cleveland or Cincinnati. You pick one or the other, but not in the middle. But hey, I guess they're getting some support. Now, I mean, I guess that's it. I wouldn't put a team in Indiana if I was a hockey team. I'd consider a team back in Hartford, but that area is, like, swamped with hockey teams to begin with, and I don't see it working out in the long term. And that's about it. I can't really say there's another market in the United States where I'd really want to see a hockey team that isn't. The only other place I can think of is Portland, Oregon, and even there, I'm not even so sold on that. I mean, all they have is an MLS team, and they have the NBA team, and I guess that's all right. And maybe Salt Lake, but then even there, I'm not sold on that either. You know, I'm really not. I guess you wouldn't put a team in Montana because there's, like, no one lives in Montana, even though they do have a decent hockey. They invest in hockey, and that's about it. I mean, I can't. Wisconsin seems to be the most obvious place that just in America that doesn't have a hockey team. For whatever reason. And I know Wisconsin, I think if you put a team in Milwaukee or maybe even in the between the middle of Green Bay and in Milwaukee. You'd get some interest, but that's just my opinion. And I mean, honestly, I don't really agree with the I didn't agree with the article, and that's kind of the point of it. So our featured artist tonight is Alex Misat, and we're gonna play his song "Wonderful Day." So he's a drummer, and so here's the song "Wonderful Day" by Alex Misat.
My favorite thing is going down there is seeing the smile on the kid's face. Clock.
You gotta brush your teeth, you gotta go to work. Life sucks when you think about it. Coffee and milk, the morning newspaper. You think to yourself, well, I have seen better days. You're wrong, cause it's a wonderful day when you wake up in the sun. It's a wonderful day, and the day has just begun. It's a wonderful day. When you are not alone, it's a wonderful day when the sun is shining bright. It's a wonderful day, and you know that I'm right. It's a wonderful day. Hey, do what you want. Traffic jams, you're late at work. Papers and papers, you want to confront your boss.
And there you have it by Alex Misat. That's a wonderful day, and that's a nice song. And there you have it. That's our featured artist of the week. I know it's not very in-depth, but there you have it. So before we kick off or finish off the show tonight, I have to talk about a couple other quick things here. And usually I've done in the past, I've read out news, weird news, and the show, and I haven't done that in a little while, so I'm going to read it. And here it is. Sex with a wife leads to a scientific breakthrough, and this is off canoe.ca. United States biologist is the first person to document a case of sexually transmitted insect-borne disease, and he did it accidentally by infecting his wife. And it's really interesting, actually. The article is really long, but you can find it on canoe.ca, and it's very interesting how he did it. And so we talked about the 12 teams that Canada may have, but that'll never happen. And so the big announcement tonight, we're going to end the show really early because I have to run and head down to the States. And it's been a long day, but I love doing the show. And so the big news is I know somebody. My last guest knows Cabby Richards, and if you don't know who that is, it's Cabby. He used to work for the Score. His name is Cabby. He did Cabby on the Street, and she knows him. And because of her telling me about him, and we've been able to sort of hook up a little bit, and I'm hoping to get him to come on the show next week, next Tuesday night. So I'm hoping to get Cabby Williams to to, or Cabby Richards, excuse me, to come into the studio next Tuesday and have an interview with him on his career as a journalist and what he's been able to do, and you know, why he switched to the Marilyn Dennis Show, because that's now where he's working. So you'll definitely want to check into that, because if he comes in, that'll be a big show for sure. That'll be a big feature, and it'll be a big, big interview. So definitely check that out. Also, I got to thank Elon Lee for the behind-the-scenes work that he does, you know, doing some of the technical stuff here. And I really appreciate that. It's a great – it's nice to know there's somebody out there helping you out. And I thank you as always, my friend. You always do a fantastic job. And in the summer, we'll definitely be doing some stuff together. Definitely be talking to you more about things we can do to – I can do to improve the show. So thank you very much for your help. Josh Skinner's supposed to come on, but I know he's listening, so thanks a lot for listening. And just come on next week, my friend. If Cabby's coming in, just come on in, man, and we'll sit down and do a good interview with him. It'll be badass. So yeah, I'd like to thank everybody for listening. I know it's been a short show. We're gonna finish off the show with a song that reminiscent from the late 90s, early 2000s anyway. Sandstorm by Darude, that's gonna be the song of the ending tonight. And yeah, I'd like to, again, thank everybody for listening. I know whoever's listening way out in the worldwide, whether you're in England, Germany, France, wherever you are right now, you could be in Arizona. I know some people listen out in Arizona, wherever you are. Thank you again for listening. I appreciate it. I work really hard to do this. And I know this show wasn't the most interesting show, but it was good. And we're going to have some big artists lined up. The show's going to go on in the summer, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm off to Washington, D.C. after this, so I'll be back Thursday morning, so if you don't hear from me then there might be something wrong, but I'll be back. I'll hopefully have an interview. I'm supposed to be doing an interview while I get down there with another artist, so we'll be talking about that when I get back, and thanks again for listening. So here it is, Sandstorm by Darude. We'll be right back.
All right, everybody, that's it for the show. I'm going to play one last song called Hey Soul Sister by Train, and that's for Sharon. I know she's listening, so thank you very much. So we're going to be playing that song for you in just a moment. So that's it for the show. Thanks again for listening. I appreciate everybody for listening, and tune in next week, because hopefully we can get Cabby on the show and have a nice interview with him, and that'll be super awesome. So tell everybody about it. Tell everybody, tell all your friends, and hopefully he shows up. If not, we'll have still a killer kick-ass show anyway, because we're hoping to get some other artists to come in. So here it is. Hey Soul Sister by Train. So here it is coming right up.
Like the orphanage, it's still in rubble, and...
Your lipstick stains on the front lobe of my left side brains. I knew I'd get you, and so I went and let you blow my mind. Moon, the smell of you in every single dream I dream. We collided, you're the one I have decided. Who's one of my kind? Hey, soul sister, hey, that mister on the radio, stereo, the way you move ain't fair, you know. Hey, soul sister, I don't wanna miss a single thing you do tonight.
That's it for the show. Good night, everybody, from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescod. Have a nice night.